Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. Stay tuned. International news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 9 o'clock. But first, with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Chris. And good Wednesday morning, everyone. CME Group announced new grains and oilseeds electronic trading hours. The new electronic hours will be Sunday to Friday from 7 p.m. to 7:45 a.m. On Mondays through Fridays, there will be a break in electronic trading from 7:45 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., and then trade will continue from 8:30 to 1:15 p.m. The change affects Chicago Board of Trade grains and Kansas City Board of Trade of wheat and is pending CFTC approval. But once approved, the new hours will begin on April the 8th. Strikes and a law limiting truck driving is undermining Brazil's ability to export soybeans. In a report late yesterday, USDA's country representative slightly lowered its estimate of 2012-13 output to 82.5 million metric tons, citing a lack of rainfall in some regions of Bahia and Mato Grosso do Sul. USDA also said ship loading wait times have reached 50 days at Paraná, that's Brazil's second largest grain port, and warned delays could reach 60 days over the next few months. At the largest port of Santos, many traders have stopped scheduling ship loading because they don't know when they will be able to dock. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 14,299, is up almost 46 points. The NASDAQ, 3226, is up about 3. And the S&P 500 is 1543, and it is up 4 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the snow associated with this latest Alberta Clipper that moved through the Midwest has come to an end. We do still have a little bit of snow falling in some of the easternmost parts of the Midwest this morning, and that will likely continue to for a little while. But for all practical purposes, this snow event is over. And we did end up seeing some impressive snow accumulations across much of the region from eastern Iowa and southern portions of Wisconsin, as well as northern Illinois over to Ohio, where we did see totals run anywhere from 4 to around 11 inches. Generally, there were some local totals that did get up to around 13 inches in northern portions of Illinois. Travel has certainly been a problem across this corridor in the last 24 hours, with a number of airports being closed and some hazardous travel across even the roadways. But things will start to get better today. In fact, we'll already be seeing warmer temperatures moving back across the region as we move on into the day tomorrow and on into Friday. And with a warming trend, we'll likely start melting that snow. The unfortunate part is that we'll see a storm system coming into the Midwest from the Central Plains, and that storm system is likely to generate some additional rainfall on top of the melting snow. And the combination of the two will likely cause some ponding of water in some locations, and we'll probably hear about some local flooding. I don't think that necessarily, though, we're going to do any harm to any of our winter wheat crop in low-lying areas under this set of circumstances. It all really comes down to how much rain we'll get over the course of the Sunday-Monday time period as that storm system from the plains moves into the region. Well, early indications here would suggest that the majority of the precipitation will probably be of the order of about 4/10 of an inch to an inch, with a few pockets of greater totals out there. Some of those greater amounts will probably occur in a band where we'll expect to see some strong thunderstorms to occur, and that will occur from parts of southeastern Missouri into the heart of eastern Illinois and western portions of Indiana. It's a little soon to put a lot of money down on this band of heavier rainfall, but if it does occur, we could see totals getting over 2 inches, perhaps, in a few locations. I really think that it'll probably end up being a little bit lighter and probably not necessarily concentrated on the area I just described. Nevertheless, rain will fall in many areas in the Midwest, and that, combined with the melting snow, will create the issues with standing water in quite a few locations. still have a lot of frost on the ground in the northern parts of the region, so the water will not be soaking very deep into the soil. In the meantime, that storm system expected to develop this weekend across the central U.S. plains is going to take a path a little bit further to the north than what was advertised previously. That means the state of Iowa will do much better on precipitation with this event than what was suggested yesterday. I do think that we'll see probably 0.4 of an inch to an inch of moisture across the state, and a lot of the precipitation will likely occur as rain and then rain changing to snow. There will be a band of heavy snowfall coming out of parts of Nebraska through the northwest and maybe north central parts of Iowa to Wisconsin, including southern portions of Minnesota. And that band could generate some 3 to 6 and local 9-inch amounts of accumulation. Again, it's going to depend on just how much cold air gets on the backside of the storm. It does look like a lot of the precipitation will start off as rain and then rain changing to snow at some point in time. Now, the temperatures across the Midwest are going to be still on the cool side yet today. We'll be looking at afternoon highs mostly in the 30s with some 20s in the northwest, maybe a few 40-degree readings near the Missouri and lower Ohio rivers. We'll look for high temperatures tomorrow to run mostly in the 30s and 40s across the Midwest. Further warming will occur on Friday with highs in the 40s and 50s with some 60s showing up in the far southwest. And there will also be a few 30s still occurring across the Great Lakes region. Additional warming may occur Saturday before we start to cool down with the late weekend and early week storm system. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey. Your dream, our promise.
Let's look at the electronic trade in Kansas City. March wheat not trading on the big board overnight, but the May is at 738, down 7. And the July is 742 and 3/4, down 8. March wheat in Chicago did get some electronic trading business overnight. It's now at 690, down 6 1/4. May, 698 and a quarter, down 7 3/4. March corn, 725 1/4, down 6 3/4. May, 702 3/4, down 6 1/4. July, 682 1/4, down 3 3/4. In December at 548 3/4, down 3 1/4. March beans, 1495, down 1 1/2. May, 1462, down 4 1/2. July, 1443 1/4, down 4 1/2. November at 1269 1/2, down 6. March soybean meal, 432, down 290. May, 433.20, down 270. March soybean oil, 49.93, up a penny. May at 50.27 is up 14 cents. April live cattle, 128.62 1/2, down 100, down a buck. March feeders, 140.50, down 125. And April lean hogs are 78.47 1/2, and they're down 77 1/2. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
I would say a subdued evening.
Most assuredly. I think we're basically waiting for the USDA numbers on Friday. We might have a couple of hiccups. We've got, you know, export sales due out in the morning, and we've also got CONAB numbers coming out of South America tomorrow. But between here and the USDA, I think the trade's just basically lining up and say, how do I want to assess my risk and what do I want to do about it?
And it does look like, generally speaking, the trade isn't expecting a whole lot out of Friday.
No, I don't expect so. I think just getting an update as far as what our feed usage might be for corn, ethanol usage, and I think it might be interesting to see if Egypt or India exports a little bit more wheat. I think that's kind of weighing in the wheat market right now. Wheat's been a little bit of a leader, although not a real pronounced one, but it's kind of dragging us down, and corn seems to be falling along today.
I think the bigger report's later in the month. Don't we have a quarterly grain stock and planting intentions report?
We certainly do. I think the quarterly grain stocks is going to be very telling. You know, the last two reports have been subpar, and I don't necessarily think we've rationed that much. Most people are in line to expect to see some of the tightest stocks in history, if not the tightest numbers. And once we get that basically in our hip pocket, it should help us define our true carryout situation. One of the things that we've talked about in-house is when you dial in the USDA's carryout forecast, we only have 20 days supply of corn. If you've only got 20-day supply of corn, and if they define it and say that's true, then is that corn going to be in the right place at the right time for consumption later on in the year? And that's something we find highly doubtful.
I think the bull spreads would just explode. I mean, they've been strong as it is, but if that scenario were to happen, I think you would see big spreading.
Most assuredly. And the flat price has not been overly influential, but that the March May spread, the July D spreads are definitely on par to see some really historic numbers.
A word on the soybeans before we let you go this morning.
Big lineup still in South America, 9.8 million metric tons waiting to be loaded. If you got short ship, it's probably going to be from us.
Mm. Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Bill Mayer, Bill Gentry, excuse me, of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn, 724.5 down 7.5. May is 702.5 down 6.5, and December is 548.25 down 3.75. March soybeans are 1491.5 down 5. May 1462.25. Now even at 62 down 4.5, and November are 1269.5, and they are down 6. March soybean meal 432 down 290, and May at 432.80 now 90 is down $3. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.